Hi, and welcome to Online with USU. I'm Dan, and I've got my coworker Jessica here, but she is bowing out because we have two guests today. We're very excited to have Aaron Bergeron and Elise Newberry from the Management Department. Aaron, you are the academic advisor, correct?
That is correct.
And yes. Tell us a little bit about what you do with students, just briefly.
Oh my goodness, it's so hard to describe that. In a nutshell, I'm there to support students on the academic side, helping them to understand their program, navigate their time here at USU so that they can be successful in completing their bachelor's degree. And then also one of my roles as an academic advisor is to be what we call the right referral. So it's my responsibility to understand the different resources across the campus community and throughout the state, and being able to refer students to the right place when they need it most.
Yeah, I always tell students that if you have a question, go to your academic advisor, because chances are they know who can help you. So excellent. And Elise, you are the career specialist for the management program.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about what you do.
Yeah, so while Aaron takes care of all of the academic side, I'm here for the career stuff. It's pretty self-evident. So anything from exploration to managing offers to resumes to interview practice, all of that stuff we like to see starting very first semester.
Excellent. We are really glad to have both of you here to talk about the management program and kind of what students can expect from it, what the advantages are to it, requirements for it, and that sort of thing. So why don't we start it by tell us a bit about the program. Has it received any awards recently? What is it like to be in the program? I mean, what? Tell us a bit more about the Huntsman School of Business and how this works.
So the management program itself is actually a fairly young program. We actually used to have a program called Business Administration that was discontinued about 2.5 years ago. And the reason that we did that, and I think it's important to talk about that, is that
I used to refer students to the administration program.
It was our last really broad major within the Huntsman School. And in today's market, employers are looking for students with more specialized degrees, especially in the business community. And so we started to recognize that it wasn't serving our students well any longer, and it was becoming the most difficult degree to place in job placement after graduation. And so we made a decision as a department that it was time for a change that would benefit our students and their success, both academically as well as professionally. So I had the opportunity to sit on a board that created the new management program. It was myself and the director of the department, along with some professors and even individuals from industry, and our previous career specialist that retired back in December that used to work with our students, Maren Stromberg. So we got together and started looking at the things that employers are looking for most. And so it really focused on leadership development, understanding organizational behavior, having some background in ethics and of that nature. And then students have to do an emphasis that allows them to be more specialized or focused. So for our online students out in our online community, we offer a human resources management as well as a hotel management emphasis they can build on to help them in their future career.
Excellent. Now, a lot of the foundation courses and stuff like that are available online. So theoretically, a student could start off in kind of in any of those emphases, and then if they wanted to do the other two, come to Logan to finish those, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So in the Huntsman, we have what we call the business acumen. This is our core foundation. It's required for all of our business majors with the exception of the economics program. And it allows students to really lay a foundation, get an understanding of business, everything from accounting, finance, marketing, and other areas. And those are typically offered both in classroom as well as online. And so that's what makes the management program so great, that a student could complete this whole degree online, where in the past they would not have been able to. And if they do decide, yeah, you know what, I want to go up to the Logan main campus and you know, be part of that community living there and studying, they could easily switch over to our other two emphases. We have one in operations management, which really is focusing on understanding process improvement and supply chain.
I was going to say that's commonly referred to as supply chain management.
Yes, very much so. And then we have another in wealth management, which really is a personal financial planning emphasis for students that are interested in being personal financial planners, helping with retirement needs of other individuals as well.
Excellent. Thank you. If a student wanted to apply for this program, what's required?
So there's a couple of different avenues that students can take to become students within the Huntsman School of Business and be part of our programming. First is coming out of high school as a brand new freshman to the university. There's actually a variety of ways, and this is dependent on their high school GPA, maybe what they got on their ACT exam, things of that nature, and they can access that on the Huntsman website at huntsman.usu.edu. If they're a transfer student coming from another institution, say they were studying at Salt Lake Community College, for instance, then it would be a 3.5 GPA and 24 or more post-high school credits that they need to come in with to be a direct admit to the program. Otherwise, the door is not closed to anybody, however.
Okay.
We do have what we call our business and communications neighborhood here at the university that's based out of exploratory advising. And for that, a student just needs to take 4 specific classes that are all built into our business acumen.
So they're part of the program anyway.
Yes, that's correct. So they're not starting fresh, right? They're bringing in something. And that's accounting 2010, econ 1500, our data 1100, and data 2100. And that totals out to 10 credits. They just have to earn a C or better in that, and then they have to have a good standing GPA, which at the university, that's a 2.0, and they'll submit an application for admissions on our website. And a student can be taking those classes and apply the same semester they'll be finishing out, so that we'll review that application at the end of the semester. And as long as they're meeting those requirements, there shouldn't be any barriers that really stand out that stop them from being admitted into the program. If there are, we would contact them and discuss what we could do in helping them to succeed in being part of the Huntsman.
Great. So it's not a competitive program, but there are certain standards that need to be met.
That is correct. We are a very rigorous college. We have high expectations for our students, and we really want to see them succeed. But one of the visions of John M. Huntsman himself was that he believed that any student should be able to have the opportunity to study business. And so we don't put a cap on how many individuals we allow into our programming each academic year, which is common throughout business colleges throughout the U.S. And so we have about 2,500 students in the Huntsman currently, and they're all working towards various business degrees, and that's just meeting that vision that he had for them.
I have a great deal of respect for that man. I've heard him speak previously, even read his book. I think that's fantastic. So what is it like to be a student in the program? I mean, kind of like, what sort of course load are we looking at? What are the classes like? What's the schedule like?
Wow, this is so, we have Elise is great at this, really supporting students and helping them understand that there's no one way to be a Huntsman student. So today, really, I'll talk about what the average student kind of looks like. Typically, it's about a 15-credit semester course load. That can be very different, especially for our students out in the online community. Often, they are students that are working full-time and going to school part-time, and so we can still work. We're working with you, or the student, I should say, based on their specific need to help them find success. So even though it's traditionally a 15-credit semester load, we do have part-time students, and they'll average about maybe 6 to 9 credits a semester. We offer a variety of classes within the program, and as I mentioned previously, we are a very rigorous program, but we have a great community of professors and different resources that we'll talk about today that really helps students to feel lifted and be able to be successful in that. And really, it's not meant to challenge you to set you up for failure. It's meant to give you a challenge to help you succeed and see, like, look what I can do. Like, I can be successful at whatever I put my mind to. And so, as I mentioned before, we have our business acumen, and that is, we've got like accounting, finance, a lot of classes related to data analytics, because data is very big within not only the business community, but throughout the world now. A lot of things are data driven, would you not say?
Yeah, I would completely agree with that.
Yeah. So they're covering some of that foundational work, and then the exciting part comes when they get to move into the major required classes themselves. So like I mentioned previously, management really has like organizational behavior, understanding managing human capital, ethics, different leadership skills that they're developing. Project management's a huge one. A lot of folks out in the business community are saying that students are not coming into the workplace with that skill, and so we recognize that it would be a benefit for them. And not only is our management students taking advantage of that, but we have students within engineering community and other areas across Utah State that they just want to sign up for those specific classes to be able to get that. And then moving into their area of focus. So our human resource management really focuses on the talent recruitment selection side of HR, helping them to understand how to select quality employees, how to retain those employees, how to be a leader that lifts others, and knowing that they're not always going to stay, and that's okay because you want to support them in going out and doing great things. And so how do you support that team? And then our hotel management is very much exactly what that sounds like. It's really for individuals wanting to go into the hospitality industry, often particularly hotel. And I think Elise is, I think I'm going to turn that over to you to talk about that, because it's really hard for me to like, for me, I'm like, oh, do you want to work for Disney? Do you want to work for Marriott? But what do you see our students doing with that?
Yeah, there's a huge variety of what you can be doing in the hospitality industry, right? There's small businesses, there's large corporations. So our program really covers that whole gambit, being able to operate in both that small and large setting.
I know that when it was first announced, the hospitality, that the folks down in Moab were really excited.
Oh, yeah.
Because Moab, big tourist town, but a lot of those things are small businesses. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of individuals working and stuff like that. So that's fantastic that there's such a good scope there, at least a lot of opportunities for all different types of environments there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you mentioned the small business piece. I just want to give a plug for our entrepreneurship program. We're currently the number one entrepreneurship program in the nation, and we're in the top five international. And that's a really great minor that you can add on. And even for our online folks, we offer that as a fully online minor as well. It is four classes, so it comes out to 12 credits, and it really helps them to not only understand what it means to be an entrepreneur, creating a business plan, but they're taking their management degree, which is really that macro view, right, of business, and then they can add in that entrepreneur to give them the micro side and help them to be successful in that type of industry.
Get classes and training all the way around the spectrum there.
Yeah.
That is awesome. We are very proud of the Entrepreneur Minor Program, and I do try to mention it to students when it seems like that's something that may be of interest to them or that may fit their situation, what they want to do. So that's awesome to know a little bit more about it. We've talked a little bit about the schedule, and you said that normally students here on campus would go 15 credits, but the can be accommodated for 6 to 9 credits, which is the average for most of our online students. Now, Elise, let's talk a bit about, and you did this a little bit with the hospitality, but what sorts of jobs and graduate opportunities does this management program open up?
Yeah, so in terms of jobs, it is really emphasis focused, right? So in human resources, there are kind of three key areas that you can go into. As a professional, that's like that HR generalist role. Many small companies or small businesses have HR generalist positions. It might be one person covering human resources for an entire company, right? So they're very much of that like one person, many hats situation. But as Aaron mentioned, we've got a lot of training and recruiting education going on in our programming. So recruiting is a big area of hiring for our students, as well as training and development managers. In terms of hotel management side of stuff, we've got like guest relations specialists, desk clerks, lodging managers, a lot of customer service facing type of roles.
Awesome. What grad do you see students go on to graduate opportunities as well? And what areas do those occur in?
I see quite a bit for the human resources side. Really
Masters of Human Resources is a very popular graduate program.
Yes, it is, yeah. And I mean, I feel like, and I could be biased, right? Like, we have a really great MHR program, so the Master of Human Resources here at USU, but there's also excellent MHR programs throughout the country that they can participate in that might be offering some educational value to them in the type of area of HR they want to go into. And so I always encourage our students to not only explore here, but explore throughout the country and see what there is to offer, because HR is a really hot career path right now, and it's a great opportunity to take advantage of that, to build that additional understanding of HR and then move out into the HR community.
And I don't think I'd be out of place in saying that the Huntsman School of Business graduates perform rather well with graduate programs. Is that a correct statement, would you say, or?
We are very biased in that, but yes.
I was like, how do I be like, you betcha. No, we are. They do. They're very successful in moving forward in those programs. As a matter of fact, I'm a Huntsman grad student right now.
Yep.
I didn't get my undergrad out of the Huntsman. I got it in the College of Humanities here at Utah State University. But
what was your undergraduate?
I did sociology and social work here at the university.
Excellent. I mean, and this is this brings up a point that anyone going into business can come from any different side. Now, with graduate programs, there are the acumen of classes. You have to take those, if I understand correctly.
Just for the undergrad portion.
But yeah, just for the undergrad portion, though. Mm-hmm. But that it really is accessible. The Huntsman School of Business really is accessible to everyone, like John Huntsman wanted.
Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. And for those of our students that maybe are studying a different field, that they're not necessarily wanting to study business within the Huntsman as a major, we offer 17 different minors, and we have a business minor that is specifically made for non-business majors, and it will give them some of those core acumen classes just to lay down a nice foundation that they can take with them throughout their other degree program.
Those options are available as well, including the entrepreneurship program, which is, as you said,
correct.
For one of the top in the country. The top in the country, sorry.
Yes, yeah.
Don't pull out the pitchfork. I know that with business, a lot of students like to know about internship opportunities and the extracurricular stuff. Can you talk to us a bit about what's available there for students in general and online students as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are endless possibilities, right? we are always encouraging our students to get some work experience, whether that is working for the university in a part-time role, working out in the community as a part-time role, or getting that internship. It's not so much about that intern title, it's more so about the work experience and the skills that you're developing through that space. So extracurricular activities are a great space to do that as well. I think I talk more about clubs here in the Huntsman School than I did while I worked in housing and in previous iterations of my career. So it's really great to talk about getting involved. We definitely like to highlight Handshake, which is the platform we use at the university, and that is for local students here in Logan, but also statewide online.
And nationally. They also post positions nationally on that.
Yes, they absolutely do. And then I'm a huge proponent of LinkedIn. I think I spend more time on that now than I ever did on other platforms of social media. But once again, I'm a career specialist, so I guess that's what I do.
If you weren't, then that would cause, you know, that call into question your qualifications.
Yes, absolutely. For sure.
And I'll add, because we're going to be having a few changes to our emphasis requirements. So I was just in discussion earlier this week with our department, and the HR emphasis actually is going to replace one of the current classes with a required internship for our students interested in that.
Yeah, and what sort of support can students get in finding those internships? Is that something they have to do on their own, or is that something
that's
you help directly with?
That's all me.
That's all
I am
you.
Happy to help here to teach job search strategies, but also internship strategies, interviewing skills, and really digging into the deep of what do you want to learn? What are your outcomes for this particular experience that are going to set you up to be qualified and ready to go when you graduate?
Awesome. There's one other thing I want to ask about.
Yeah.
I do know the Huntsman School of Business does global engagement trips.
Mm-hmm.
Those are available to all students, including online students, right, so long as they meet the financial requirements, right?
That is correct, yes. So there's two different opportunities that students can participate in. First, we have our global learning opportunities that are based out of the Huntsman themselves. These are a business trip, first and foremost, which is actually kind of exciting because business really is a global language. So students go on a professor-led experience. These can last anywhere from a week to 3 weeks, depending on where they're going. Of course, with the pandemic, we're currently not traveling, but in the past, we have gone to Paris, and we've visited Asia and Peru, Cape Town, Africa. There's been a wide variety. And so the students that go on those trips, they have the opportunity to go visit different companies, meet with HR managers for those companies and organizations. And then, of course, they do some fun cultural activities while they're away. There is a requirement of a 2.75 GPA, and usually we don't very often have a freshman on the trip. That doesn't mean that they can't go, but it's just because they're getting, you know, their feet wet.
They don't have the course background to fully appreciate everything that's going on.
Yes. And something that's really great for that is that we have what's called the Global Opportunity Scholarship, and a student can receive that scholarship up to 2 times in their academic career. And it can be used to help pay for the cost of one of the global business trips that we do. It can also be used to help with a traditional study abroad at the university as well. And then the other program that's really exciting that we have is the SEED program. And so this is a semester-long program. They go every semester, fall, spring, and summer. They are highly competitive. And this is because of how limited the bed space is.
Mm-hmm.
So they go and visit in third world countries. So we've done Ghana, the Philippines, Peru, Guatemala, and the Dominican Republic in the past. The exciting thing for students is this is a fully funded program, so that they are accepted into the program, their cost of travel is covered, their time while they're living abroad, and they go for the entire semester. And I like to tell students that this is not, it's like a business internship meets a humanitarian aid experience. And so they get to go and they're helping individuals to apply for microloans and start their own small business, or maybe the individual has a business that they're currently running and they help them to redo their business model so that they can become more self-reliant and support themselves and their families, that they can help boost the economy within the third world country that, you know, that they're visiting. And I've just never had a student come back and tell me that it wasn't a life-changing experience for them. And I'm gonna get all choked up, right? So it's and I think that's the social work side of me, right? I'm just like, yes, you're going out and you're making this difference. But what's so great about it is the students usually have to be within our programming for a while. They don't have to be in the Huntsman. They can be students from across the campus community, but they have to take one, at least one of the entrepreneurship courses before they head out as part of their application process. they're trained, and then they get that hands-on experience of using what they've been learning in the classroom before they've even graduated out in the real world, and they're doing it to help serve others.
A prime example of volunteering and service with practical world experience and classwork before ever leaving the university.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
That's awesome. I know that the Huntsman has talked a lot about their global involvement and things like that, and so I wanted to hear more about that. And I think it's awesome that you mentioned that that is available just for anybody. And for anybody considering these or having taken advantage of this, I highly recommend it. It's interestingly enough, a lot of people think that it may be hard to get away for a week or something like that, but there are ways, and I highly recommend anybody that is presented with this opportunity to do what you can to take it. So mm-hmm. Now, kind of to wrap things up here, what are some of the supports that you guys offer for your students? We talked a little bit about this at the beginning before we started recording. Some strong thoughts about what students are up against and what we can do to help them.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, our office are huge resources. So your academic advisor, you have your faculty and staff across the Huntsman School. You aren't going through the program alone, ever. You have an entire team that's got your back and wants the best for you and wants to help you achieve your goals. And so I'm a part of that team as well as your career specialist. So I love to meet with students. That's why I come to work every day and helping them achieve their goals.
Right. I think it's important, too, for our students to recognize that we don't just look at them as like a number, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not just somebody on my caseload kind of thing. Like, we want to get to know them. And however little or much they would like to share with us about our lives, like, we care. Because as that door opens, it helps us to not only better know how to support them, but we get to see what are your goals in your life and how can we help you to achieve that goal and you know, really feel supported in who you are and what you want to be doing within your own little community as well as globally. And something that we really want our students to understand, especially within our online community, is that we are always here for them. You don't have to be here on the Logan main campus. We've always had phone appointments available, but the global pandemic opened up Zoom, right, to everybody. So
should have bought stock in that company.
Yeah, right? So you can make an appointment with myself or with Elise anytime that you like. And we're available if you're here in town, you're on a little vacation, you want to come see Logan, you can meet us in person. You can do a phone appointment with us or Zoom. We prefer Zoom if you happen to be out and, you know, not here on the campus. And the reason for that is because then we can share our screen with you. We get to help you navigate. It's a little easier than when you're on the phone trying to tell someone how to find it.
Having helped students troubleshoot registration, it's so much nicer to be like, here, let me show you exactly what you should be seeing. Or show me your screen. What are you seeing? What website are you on? It's so much easier.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When it comes to the online classes and management program, are these classes that they will have to log in to on a specific time, day type of thing, or are they the traditional online flexible classes?
So, again, with the pandemic, we saw quite a bit of shift in our course teaching methods at the university. One of the things they introduced was called a webcast class. So the webcast class, if you happen to sign up for one of those, and we don't see those a ton within for our traditional online students, but you may. Those ones you would have to log in at a specific date and time, like you were coming to a traditional classroom setting, but you would just be virtual via Zoom and everybody would be there as well. But typically for our online community, it's the traditional online classroom. So it's at your pace. Maybe you're working for the day or you're traveling with family, and so you just have time in the evening to hop on and do schoolwork. And so that's more of that traditional you'll see. Now, those classes for professors, of course, are going to have deadlines for assignments. I myself do all of my schooling for my master's program online. And so I've had group projects, and so we've done those together via Zoom. We've, you know, back and forth email, FaceTime, which is kind of comical. Like, just this summer, I snuck away for an afternoon with a friend to Bear Lake, and I had to get on with one of my groups for a group project. So I'm sitting here with like a baseball cap and sunglasses on my phone, like, hi guys, I'm at the lake, you know. But so that's the nice thing about online is you can be anywhere living your life and, you know, taking care of yourself, your family, like being out with friends, and you can still be at college, right? You can still be
do what you need to do for your classes.
Yeah, that's correct.
I always tell students 2 a.m., 2 p.m. on a beach in Maui, your lunch break or work, doesn't matter when or where.
Yeah.
And I have had a student in Maui say that she does occasionally do it on the beach, but never at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I would never suggest doing homework at 2 a.m. Nothing really productive happens after midnight, so.
Excellent. Well, we are very, very excited that you guys were able to come and chat with us about this program. I do know that this is a relatively new program. I remember working with the administration program until it started changing, and I was really curious what came out of this, and so we're excited this semester. We're going to be talking more about it. Jessica's got plans for marketing it more. And so thank you very, very much, Aaron and Elise, for coming and chatting. And for everybody out there, remember, we are on all the social media sites, and we will see you online.